Yeah, like Fenton. Fenton's fun here. We've got every north-south road in Fenton has a railroad crossing on it. So if a train comes through and the lights get stuck, they get stuck for the whole town. I used to live in an apartment right by the train tracks before we bought our house. And a train was sitting there for an hour or two. I had my scanner on, and they said, if there's any fires or anything, you're going to have to get on 23 and get back off to go around the train. The train actually ran out of fuel. They had to bring another engine in with fuel to offload onto that one to get it back up and running again. Couldn't imagine running out of fuel on your train engine, but it happened. So they've got some kind of a deal where Grand Trunk Railroad, I think that's what it still is, I don't know, but they fix the train tracks every 3 years or whatever it is. They start to get bumpy. And they, in the agreement to do that, they actually closed one of the train tracks that was in a subdivision. So people that live in there, it's now a dead-end road. You got to go around. But they do a pretty good job of keeping them up. But it's just that every once in a while, there's some kind of a hiccup where every crossing in Fenton is blocked by a train, or the arms are down, but there's no train, and the next time a train comes through, it resolves the issue, it resets it, and they all go back up when the train comes through. But it happens sometimes.